Pilot retirement age debate heats up. The debate over the FAA's mandatory pilot retirement age has returned to the center of the aviation industry, but this time with far greater political momentum and operational urgency than in previous decades. A growing coalition of lawmakers, regional airlines, and industry advocates is pushing to raise the mandatory retirement age for airline pilots to 67. Arguing that the United States can no longer afford to lose thousands of experienced aviators each year amid a worsening pilot shortage. Airlines currently have to abide by a federal pilot retirement age of 65. At the heart of the dispute is the Let Experienced Pilots Fly Act, legislation that has now been introduced repeatedly in Congress and has advanced further than any previous effort to expand the retirement threshold. Supporters frame the proposal as a practical response to shrinking pilot availability, deteriorating regional air service, and mounting retirements among senior captains hired during the airline industry's post-deregulation expansion. The FAA's mandatory airline pilot retirement age dates back to 1959, when the agency established the then-called Age 60 rule. At the time, regulators cited concerns about age-related medical risks, particularly cardiovascular events and declining cognitive performance, during an era when aviation medicine and cockpit automation were far less advanced than they are today. For decades, the rule remained one of the most controversial employment mandates in aviation. Pilots challenged it repeatedly through lawsuits and lobbying campaigns, arguing that the age restriction was arbitrary and unsupported by evolving medical science. However, the FAA resisted modifying the rule for nearly half a century. That changed in 2007, when Congress passed the Fair Treatment for Experienced Pilots Act, raising the retirement age from 60 to 65. The revision aligned the United States with standards established by the International Civil Aviation Organization, or ICAO, which had adopted 65 as the upper limit for pilots engaged in multi-crew international operations. Industry advocates argue that the current pilot shortage is having a significant impact on regional air service and airline operations. They contend that raising the retirement age would help to address this issue by allowing more experienced pilots to remain in the workforce longer. The proposed rule change has sparked opposition from the Airline Pilots Association, ALPA, which argues that it creates serious operational complications and undermines internationally harmonized safety standards. Ultimately, the outcome of this debate will have far-reaching implications for the aviation industry, with potential consequences for pilot availability, airline operations, and overall safety.